When you were warmed, we made a very thorough medical examination of you, Tanner, focused especially on your brain. We suspected you were amnesiac, but we had to make sure there was no fundamental damage or any implants that might warrant removal.
I don't have any implants.
No, you don't. But I'm afraid there is damage, of a sort.
She clicked her fingers at the robot and had it trot closer to the bed. There was nothing on the bed now, but a minute earlier I had been in the process of assembling the clockwork gun, fitting the pieces together by a process of trial and error, until I had the thing half completed. When I had seen Amelia and Dusha striding across the lawn beyond the chalet, I had pushed the pieces under the pillow. I thought of it brooding there now, difficult to mistake for anything other than a weapon. They might have puzzled over the odd-shaped diamond pieces when they examined my belongings, but I doubted that they'd have realized what the pieces implied. Now there would have been very little doubt. I said, "What sort of damage, Sister Dusha?"
"I can show you."
The robot's ovoid head popped up a screen, filling with a slowly rotating lilac image of a skull, packed with ghostly structures like intricate clouds of milky ink. I didn't recognize it as my own, of course, but I knew it had to be my skull that they were showing me. Dusha sketched her fingers over the rotating mass. "These light spots are the problem, Tanner. Before you woke, I injected you with bromodeoxyuridine. It's a chemical analog for thymidine, one of the nucleic acids in DNA. The chemical supplants thymidine in new brain cells, acting as a marker for neurogenesis, the laying down of new brain cells. The light spots show where there's a buildup of the marker, highlighting foci of recent cell growth."
"I didn't think brains grew new cells."
"That's a myth we buried 500 years ago, Tanner. But in a sense you're right. It's still rather a rare process in higher mammals. But what you're seeing in this scan is something a lot more vigorous. Concentrated, specialized regions of recent and continuing neurogenesis. They're functional neurons organized into intricate structures and connected to your existing neurons. All very deliberate. You'll notice how the light spots are situated near your perceptual centers. I'm afraid it's very characteristic, Tanner, if we didn't already know from your hand."
"My hand?"
"You have a wound in your palm. It's symptomatic of infection by one of the Hausmann family of endocrinal viruses." She paused. "We picked up the virus in your blood once we looked for it. The virus inserts itself into your DNA and generates the new neural structures."
There was little point in bluffing now. "I'm surprised you recognized it for what it was."
"We've seen it enough times over the years," Dusha said. "It infects a small fraction of every batch of slush, every group of sleepers we get from Sky's Edge. At first, of course, we were mystified. We knew something about the Hausmann cults. Needless to say, we don't approve of the way they've appropriated the iconography of our own belief system. But it took us a long time to realize there was a viral infection mechanism and that the people we were seeing were victims rather than cultists."
"It's a blessed nuisance," Amelia said. "But we can help you, Tanner. I take it you've been dreaming about Sky Hausmann?"
I nodded but said nothing.
"Well, we can flush out the virus," Dusha said. "It's a weak strain, and it will run its course with time. But we can speed up the process if you wish."
"If I wish? I'm surprised you haven't flushed it out already."
"Goodness, we'd never do that. After all, you might have willingly chosen infection. We'd have no right to remove it in that case."
Dusha patted the robot, which retracted its screen and clicked its way outside again, moving like a delicate metal crab. "But if you want it removed,